This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. As always, it's Kelly Williams.
And Troy McEady.
Now, we covered this guy for our Boston show, but the way that we do our shows, we pull what, Troy? Maybe like 20, 25 blinds to read?
Yes.
And Ben Affleck definitely has more than 25 blind items. So even if you were at the Boston show, it's going to be newer content. Some things you might remember, but a lot of it is going to be new to you. Now, I almost just called you Ben. Now, Troy, what are your thoughts on Ben?
Well, I think, you know, Ben is interesting because I think, like, he's one of the least polarizing people we'll talk about, because I feel like most people have kind of the same feelings about him just generally. When I think of him, it's like his acting is like the furthest thing that I think of first. Like, mm-hmm. It's like 12th on the list. but... Excuse me. I don't know. I guess I just think Ben is like a really interesting celebrity. I think he's a fun celebrity to like look back on all of his relationships and his shit. Like, he's really done a lot and he's a fucking train wreck. He's a mess. Anybody who associates with Charlie Sheen, you know, is a mess. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Oh, well, I know what you think of him.
You know what's funny? As I was pulling these more blind items about Ben, when we first started this podcast, I was like, I hate Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's one of my least favorite celebrities.
Right.
He's still up there. But after reading everything, I'm like, he's not the worst. He's definitely like pretty terrible. Mm-hmm. My biggest issue with Ben Affleck is, number one, everyone forgives him for everything always.
Yeah, totally.
He very rarely gets repercussions on anything he says, does, or anything. Mm-hmm. But he also uses the paparazzi so much. And then quickly turns around and talks about how he has no privacy. And I guess right. A lot of celebrities do that, but I feel like he does it a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I think he definitely falls into the category of like celebrities that a lot of people assume are like above it all. Mm-hmm. Like, he's above calling the paparazzi and all that stuff, but he's the furthest thing from it. He is the definition of an A-list celebrity who is desperate to constantly be talked about. And I feel like when he dates women or marries them, he like allows them to kind of take control over how he's perceived in the public too.
Yeah.
You know, like when he dates when he's like with Jennifer Lopez, he literally just lets her manage him. And you can see like he runs his career so different from relationship. Like, who would even think that J-Lo Ben is the same person as Jennifer Garner Ben? It's like night and day.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, you know, he's been very open about his addiction, which I give him credit for. Like, that's hard to be open about. Mm-hmm. But then he goes and does like casino commercials and gambling commercials. And I'm like, you're a gambling addict.
Right.
You're addicted to that. But why isn't anyone like putting this, like, maybe this isn't right.
I know. It's very confusing. All of it's very confusing. His addiction stuff is also very confusing. Because he has been so candid about it. And like, it's so easy to read about all the fucked up shit that he's done. Mm-hmm. And like you said earlier, it's always, I guess he's just one of those people that everybody assumes the worst of. They're like, oh, well, Ben's an addict. And of course he'll do that and he'll cheat and, you know, do this and that, whatever. It's like, there's an assumption that that's just who he is. That's just Ben.
You know the saying, like, boys will be boys? I feel like that's what people stick to Ben Affleck always. And that's one of my least favorite sayings of all time.
He is very much boys will be boys.
Yeah. And he's not as hot as everyone says he is. I need to get that out there. But I think as of late, Ben has actually looked like really thin, and I'm actually a little nervous for him. Of course, people will be like, well, he's not drinking anymore and he's being healthy with J-Lo, but he doesn't look right. Good. Something's off.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that he's looked good publicly for a long time. He either looks disheveled and like just like a fucking reclusive mountain man.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you said, he has been very thin looking lately. His life is just very interesting to me. But I'm excited to read blinds about him, especially the old ones. His early 2000s blinds, I think, will be good.
Some of them are very silly, as most blind items are from there. And I just want everyone yeah. to remember, Troy and I do not write the blind items.
Right. Yes. People think that. People really believe that we are writing blind. Like, we're not just literally reading 20-year-old quotes.
Yeah. Now, all of that was opinion. Everything else is going to be alleged. Entertainment purposes only. Take it for what it is. True or false, we don't know. Now, we have to talk about who Ben Affleck has dated. So, of course, he was married to Jennifer Garner. He's had encounters with Katy Perry. And I'm going to butcher this woman's last name, Christine Azunin. But I'm going to call her Christine O. She becomes a big part of his blind item life. And once we get okay. to him, you'll be like, or once we get to her, you'll be like, oh, that's who it is.
Okay.
And then he's been in relationships with Anahdae Aramis, Shauna Sexton, Lindsay Shookus, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Cheyenne Rothman. I'm surprised that list isn't longer.
I was going to say it's very short. I guess maybe they're not counting. I mean, you can't count all of the girls for Ben. Surely he can't even count all the girls.
So the first blind item we have is from the year 2000. This young Hollywood heartthrob is the envy of guys everywhere. He's successful, handsome, and dates the most gorgeous girls in the universe. Women fall all over him, but none of the relationships seem to last. It's not because he's fickle. Actually, the girls are disappointed in his lovemaking skills. Their romps are over within minutes, and they're left unsatisfied. Patient gals hang in there, hoping he'll improve with guidance, but nothing seems to help.
Which checks out, by the way. There's an absolutely no way in hell that Ben Affleck is like in any way like a giving lover. Ben has not had any concern about a woman's orgasm in like 20 years.
Has he ever gone down on a girl?
Yes, but like drunk, sloppy, and disgusting. And the girl got goosebumps while it was happening.
Not in a good way.
Not in a good way. And then we're jumping to 2001. But he's a good bad boy. That much I'm happy to report. He shares his Coke. Such a nice famous boy. This heartthrob, who was spending a good part of the summer shooting a big deal thriller in Canada, has been showing up on set all zonked out as Robert Downey Jr. on a bad day. Seems that the usually casual fella is hitting the French-Canadian drug scene like mad. In one nightclub, he and his cronies cleared everybody out of the men's room so they could get coked up out of sight.
We're in 2002. This handsome actor recently got a new girlfriend, and he's become super self-conscious about his body hair. She likes her men smooth. The guy has most of his growth under control, but he's got an especially fuzzy bottom. He's too embarrassed to visit a wax salon, so he pays his trusted hairdresser big bucks to give him regular butt waxings at home. He grins and bears it to keep his precious diva happy. And that's when Bennifer was first dating. And when I read that blind, I was thinking of like A-Rod and Casper Smart and maybe not Mark Anthony because he always has facial hair.
Right.
But I was like, they are like smooth men, or Chris Judd even.
Yeah. Jennifer likes a groomed, smelling good, in shape, like she likes like a groomed man. You know what I mean?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. I just love that whenever she dates him, she's always like, I'm cleaning you up. Just
so
you
know. You're filthy.
You're disgusting. What are you wearing? So what? Well-publicized groom to be was spotted less than 2 weeks ago with a hot number from his past, just as the media raved about his coming sizzling wedlock to an even hotter number. He was caught in Manhattan in a Manhattan apartment bathroom downtown with a famous former lover, found in what is quaintly known as, quote, compromising position. I think these two figured nobody would actually believe their eyes to see such prominent folks carrying on. They seemed to feel that their very well-publicized selves were invisible. Maybe it was all just for old time's sake, one last ride at the rodeo, or maybe it was just that old devil hormones. And that's Ben and Jennifer Lopez.
Sandra Bullock is his ex.
Oh, holy shit, I missed her.
Yeah, apparently they had a thing. So it's Ben Affleck allegedly hooking up with Sandra Bullock while he was engaged to Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, okay, I got it. Whoa, okay, that's fun.
I know. I never even heard of Ben and Sandra together.
Me neither.
2004. What omnipresent shots of that leading man courting that superstar were so staged, they even asked around for 7 outfits the actor could wear during different setups? Of course, that's Ben and J-Lo, and they are still doing that to present day.
Unsuccessfully, too.
Very, very unsuccessfully.
A rumor was floating around town that a certain belly-bearing pop diva was having an affair with a very engaged A-list actor. And the story got some news steam when several Hollywood insiders recently caught the daring duo sneaking out of a bathroom together after their tryst. And that is Ben and Miss Britney Jean Spears.
Can you talk about Britney's 18th birthday with Ben?
So there's a long, long, long running story. If you Google Britney Spears and Ben Affleck, it'll pop up. That on Britney's 18th birthday, she played this very infamous game of strip poker with Ben Affleck. And if you guys remember, like back in the day, Britney was like publicly kind of obsessed with him, not to the point of Brad Pitt, but like she loved Ben Affleck. And he also was like obsessed with her. And just based on things I've read, I think that it happened. Like, I definitely, first of all, I think that it's, you know, it's really giving Ben too much credit to say he waited until her 18th birthday.
Yeah.
Let's just call a spade. Come on. But I definitely think they hooked up, which is crazy.
I remember she would go on TRL and be like, Ben Affleck's my celebrity crush.
That was when it was okay to have Ben Affleck as your celebrity crush.
So now we're in 2005, and a lot of Ben Affleck's blind items suggest that he's actually bald. And he has hair plugs and wears toupees and wigs. And I don't know how true it is. I think at this point, he probably got hair plugs and just lives his life.
Right.
But that's to give some context to the blind I'm about to read. Could it be that a certain Hollywood hunk is hairless? Make that several Hollywood hunks, at least according to the chrome-domed Michael Chiklis. In an interview with Maxim magazine, he said, quote, more than half the current leading men don't have hair. They're faking it. I don't have to name names, but just know that they either have to be attachments or full-on wigs. I won't name names, but there's that guy I have loads in common with who is afflicted with a thinning crown. There's that television hubby, not the one you're thinking of, who added as much to his scalp as he did to his waistline. There's that mega funny man who has not only increased his wallet, but also the length of his remaining strands. And finally, there's that leading man who believes people can't tell that his new, quote, do is straight out of a can. So the television is Kevin James, mega funny man, Jerry Seinfeld, leading man, dark energy here, Kevin Spacey. And then the other leading man is Ben Affleck.
The early 2000s loved a alleged, this person has fake hair blind.
I know.
It's so, because I guess like in the early, we've come a long way with like hair systems, you know? Mm-hmm. And in the early 2000s, even like a girl having extensions was like so new.
I know.
I guess mostly for white people, but it's just funny. It's like, who cares?
I always loved on Laguna Beach when Kristen's like, Casey's extensions look like shit. And it's like, so do yours.
All of you guys' extensions are clear as day.
Yeah.
You know who they say allegedly has like no hair?
Is Janine
Garofalo?
Oh.
No, apparently Janine Garofalo has been wearing wigs since the 90s. She does not actually have like that black iconic hair, and it's like nothing like that.
I mean, her hair always looks great, but
yeah, it's just crazy she's so known for it, you know.
Yeah.
We are jumping to 2007. Hit television shows and hit movies, a new dream husband. This B-list actress thought she had it all. She thought she knew the guy she was marrying, but it turns out he kept something very secret from her and might as well have been a stranger. When they were dating, she always thought it was cute that he wanted to wait until marriage before living together. The reason he did not want to, though, was his drug problem. Going home every day allowed him to medicate until they got married. When they got married, he would wait until she left for work and then get his fix. One day she came home early and his secret was out. She made him go to rehab and he readily agreed. When he came out, everything was fine for a few months, but he relapsed. Not wanting to give up and believing that marriage is for life, she made him go to rehab again. Since his release in the last year, she has taken him everywhere, including work. Instead of take your daughter to work day, she has made it take your husband everywhere you go. People not close to her assume it is because they are in love. The reality is that she does not trust him or want him out of her sight. So far, so good. But how long can she be a babysitter to her husband instead of a wife? Of course, that's Jennifer Garner.
I want to talk about their relationship a little bit.
I do too.
Because a lot of people don't realize he cheated on J-Lo to be with Jennifer Garner, and she cheated on Scott Foley to be with him.
Have you ever seen the thing that they, I think it was like on the Independent Film Channel or something, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck recorded a round table together.
Okay.
Before they were in a relationship. She was still with Scott Foley. He was still with Jennifer Lopez. The way that these two are acting on this round table is so highly inappropriate. It's iconic. She's looking into his eyes, and she's sitting and like just listening to him talk. And she's like, her eyes are literally like lit up. They're flirting. It's intense. Like, and it was like they obviously were fucking, or I think that may have been when they like really met.
Okay.
And then they started fucking immediately after, but like you can track the moment that they decided to cheat on that round table.
Well, they were in the iconic film Daredevil together, where he played a blind superhero. People really love that movie.
You know what's so interesting about their relationship, though? We talked about this with Chloe. It's so, in a way, mundane. Like, it feels like a relationship we've all seen. We all have, like, somebody like that in our family, where you have this, like, doting, sort of buttoned-up woman who thinks that she can change this fucked-up guy. Like, we all know this relationship. We've either been in it or know somebody who's been in it. And it's just so, like, it's just so suburban. Like, when you see her out with her little Old Navy fucking sweaters and giving him talking to's, wagging her finger at him, it's like, this is crazy.
Yeah, down the line, I do feel really bad for Jennifer and everything she kind of went through with this relationship.
Yeah,
but it did start with them both cheating on each other.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, you guys, YouTube the clip. It is readily available on YouTube, and it's just like, it's like watching something so intimate you feel like you shouldn't be watching it.
Like the Best Friends video with Carly Kloss and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Now, an interesting thing about Ben Affleck's blinds, other than the fact he's allegedly bald, is he has a lot of kind. He has like 4 kindness blinds.
Oh, cool.
And usually we get like 1 if we're lucky.
Yeah.
So this is the first kindness blind, still in 2007. This former A-plus actor and now B-pluster with some issues has been known in the past to lend a helping hand. This time, he was returning from the set of his latest film when he saw a couple on the side of the road in their car, obviously not going anywhere because of the smoke coming out of it. The shoulder was very narrow and the car was almost on the highway, but no one was stopping. Our actor stopped the car he was driving and he and his passenger got out so they could help. After discovering the couple had no cell phone with them and were on vacation and didn't know anyone to call, our actor let them borrow his phone and call for help. Help was going to be at least 90 minutes, so our actor offered them a lift. The problem was he was driving a 2-seater and there were 4 people in total, including the actor, his companion, and the couple. Our actor told his companion slash assistant to stay behind and watch the car and then got the couple situated in the passenger seat with the woman sitting on the man's lap. He then drove them to their hotel 30 minutes away, bought them dinner, and stayed with them until our actor's assistant showed up to the hotel with tow truck and broken down car, which was taken back to the place from which it was rented.
That's really nice.
Yeah. He has a few really nice ones.
Life must be getting harder for this married A-list actor. Long thought to be sober, he was spotted at a recent party, chugging down a drink before spending the rest of the night with a bottle of water. And the next one says, this former A-list film actor who could maybe move up has gotten heat in the past for going to strip clubs. Some say it was even the reason behind at least one relationship going bust. Therefore, our actor hides behind the computer. He goes online to webcam girls where he can be who he wants. I'm sorry, this is so early 2000s. He hides behind the screen to webcam girls where he can be, where he can be who he wants and do what he wants with anyone, and there are no repercussions. In 2006, he spent about $50,000 on webcam girls and $2 a minute. That would mean he spent about 5% of the year online staring at them.
You think he was playing like Digital Get Down?
I was literally going to say, like, was he listening to Digital Get Down? He's like,
or AO Technology.
Oh my God, that is so funny. He spends millions talking to webcam girls on the interwebs.
Now, you know that movie, have you seen Molly's Game with Jessica Chastain? Mm-hmm. That's about like celebrities gambling and poker. Mm-hmm. And that is Ben Affleck's life.
1,000%.
Allegedly. You looking to find some of the biggest names in Hollywood all in one place? Movie stars, basketball players, producers? Head over to Koreatown in LA. There's an internet cafe that isn't really an internet cafe. It actually holds a high-stakes, cash-only poker game that requires a $100,000 minimum buy-in, plus a $50,000 initiation fee into the club. Wonder why a celebrity who always said they would never do a commercial suddenly turns up in one? How about because this A-plus lister lost $2 million in one night? Of course, his pain was eased by the championship of several different women during the night. You do get something for that $50,000 initiation fee. And I believe he's banned from multiple casinos in Las Vegas.
He definitely is. And it's interesting to think what the side of him that those people get to see when he's in the casino and he's like fucked up and really like in his addiction, his place of addiction. Mm-hmm. To get banned, he must be. Oof.
And he was banned in 2014 from the Hard Rock Casino. He said, I took some time to learn the game and become a decent blackjack player. And once I became decent, the casinos asked me not to play blackjack. So he's like, what, counting cards or something?
I'm sure that he was taken out to the desert with like a bag on his head. And they were like, you can't come back.
Gotta go.
You have to fucking go, sir. You don't want to be buried out here, do you? This A-list actor is already very tired of his fairly new wife. The problem is that his fans expect him to be a certain way, and getting divorced from the mother of your children is not something they want to see. So he puts on a happy face and tries to find other people to act as a buffer.
And this is the final blind of 2007. I hate to put two move-outs back to back, but what can I say? The holidays are big for this type of thing. This one doesn't directly involve cheating, although there has been some. It's more because of behavior. A-list film / television / film couple, he'll be allowed to visit on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but that's it. If he can straighten out, she'll take him back. But I don't think he wants to straighten out. He needs to, but he doesn't want to.
We are now in 2008, and this is another kindness blind. This must have happened about 6 months ago now. Chicago. In one corner, you have a B-list actor, married for now. A-list name recognition. How about A-plus name recognition? Anyway, our actor was in town doing some press, making some friends, drinking a little bit. Hey, just because it's a kindness doesn't mean that it's going to be lovey-dovey. He shouldn't, but he does. So our actor befriended a few of the waitresses at this particular establishment. One of them came up to him and was talking about how some guy had ordered Cristal or something for his girlfriend for their 6 month anniversary or something. And then he realized he had left his wallet at home. Our actor told the waitress to say that the manager had picked up the bill and our actor paid for it. Our actor had such a good time doing the nice thing that he decided to pick up every tab in the place that night. He didn't announce it or scream it because then everyone would have just ordered. Instead, he spoke to the manager, and as each person settled their bill, they were told it was on the house and thanks for being such a good customer, when instead the tab was actually paid for by the actor. And the final bill, about $10,000+, plus tip. He's always a good tipper. That's really nice.
I know. What do you say, Troy? Two things can be true.
Yeah, totally. And you know, for him to be such like a, like, you know, the way that they try and paint him like a a boy next door kind of guy, like a whatever, like a guy watching football on the couch. That feels like something he would do.
Well, he's from Boston, so yeah.
You know what I mean? To be like, I'm buying the like all everybody's drinks. Like that's very, it feels on brand.
Oh, I thought you meant him sitting on the couch watching football. That's why I was like, from
Boston. Yeah, that too. Ugh.
So this is from a blind from 2008, but it's like a throwback to when he was dating J-Lo.
Okay.
This B-list actor and sometimes director, now married, was once in a highly publicized relationship. While on location in another country, the actor found himself in the VIP room of a members-only gentlemen's club. Rumors swirled about what happened that night and ended up costing his relationship, but the popular guess was second or third base at best. What really happened was captured on tape by a security camera of the actor, two ladies, and a lot of, let's say, marital aids of all varieties. When one of the ladies let it slip after the encounter that it was all recorded on a security camera, the actor demanded the tape from the club owner. After several phone calls and exchanges of all sorts, the actor left with tape in hand. But what the actor didn't know was that the club had made several copies before the actor even knew it existed, and he was just one of the several actors caught in the same scam at the exclusive Anything Goes Club. The whereabouts of the other tape are unknown, but I'm sure wherever they are, they came at a high price. And that allegedly happened, like I said, when Ben was dating J-Lo. And I remember all those rumors. And that's why them being back together, I'm like, do you not remember what happened last time?
I know. That is very prominent, the strip club thing. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Which celebrity is acting like a real turkey this Thanksgiving? He and his wife... He and his wife, who are both actors, have been sparring lately over a variety of issues, the most serious being his getting a little too friendly with a co-star. The wife had hoped that a traditional Thanksgiving gathering would reawaken those feelings of love for her and her family. She prepared a huge Thanksgiving dinner and will be hosting more than 24 relatives, most of them his. However, at the last minute, he told her that he can't get away from a project that he's working on. It's not true, though. He's actually with a friend in Las Vegas.
It is insane that those two got divorced in 2018 and these blinds are from 10 years ago.
I was literally thinking the same fucking thing. And she's been it like in her tact. I mean, not that like a woman should have to use tactics to try and get her husband to show her any fucking decency or respect, but it's like almost more sad that she is like, oh, I made Thanksgiving dinner. Like, don't you know, it's like sad.
Like she was the only one trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way she tries is like, obviously just like by giving him so much love, you know, and it's like sad. It's just, it's almost a little too relatable. Like people just, everybody knows people like this, you know?
Right. You either know them or you've been them.
Exactly.
We are now in 2009. This celebrity couple looks stable from the outside, but from the inside, it's a mess, and their relationship will certainly end in 2009. She's doing all the work trying to save their relationship and has enrolled in couples therapy. Her significant other, however, doesn't show up half the time, claiming that work commitments prevent him from doing so. However, he does seem to have plenty of time to travel for fun and play games and run around with his friends. Besides, why should he bother trying to save this relationship when a past girlfriend about whom he was totally crazy for may be back on the market soon? And of course, that's Jennifer Gardner, Ben Affleck, but Gwyneth Paltrow. I thought it was going to be a J-Lo reveal, but it was Gwyneth.
Gwyneth is actually my favorite relationship of his, of all of them. Yeah, Gwyneth, I love that one.
Did they meet on Shakespeare in Love?
I don't remember if they met on the movie, but I just, they're so entangled with each other with the Weinstein stuff.
Oh, right.
You know, that it's a really interesting relationship to peel back because it's like a lot of smoke and mirrors and like lies and, you know, they know things about each other, you know? Which Hollywood A-list couple are so divided on their political views, they've spent several nights in different beds and it's not Tomcat. And that's still Jennifer Garner.
I only pulled that because it said Tomcat and I know you wanted to say it.
Yeah, of course. I'm literally smiling ear to ear.
What B-list actor and sometimes director who is married with children has a sex tape floating around? The woman in the tape is someone other than his wife, and the word is The tape is very risque. We're told it would definitely change your mind of him, and not in a good way. The rumor is the tape could be appearing on your computer screen soon, but we hear the actor is doing all he can to stop it. And it's not Liev Schreiber.
I can't even imagine the sex tapes that that man has floating around. Which A-lister couple's relationship is on the rocks? Seems he is cheating with his much younger co-star, and his wife is now trying to accompany the two on set as much as possible. She heard the rumors way before we did, and is now hanging around to nip this thing in the bud, and it's not Katie and Tom. And that was when he allegedly cheated on Jennifer Garner with Blake Lively.
So the town was filmed in Boston.
Yeah.
And the streets were saying that, like, Ben and Blake were going on dates, and they were very open in public, you know, like, together. They go to Salem, they do all these things. And then all of a sudden, Jennifer Garner was in town and, like, wouldn't, I mean, obviously, I'm going to say wouldn't leave, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, she was on set all day, and it was really, really, it was a big deal in Boston.
It's just so, it's so cliche that a girl like her got attached to a guy like him.
Yeah,
she's the, I mean, aside from her dad, like, I don't think that her family was, like, religious, but she's basically a preacher's daughter.
Yeah.
And she got fucking intertwined with, like, the definition of a bad boy. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Like, who wants to be fucking showing up at their husband's job and watching to see if they cheat? Like, what the fuck?
It's not your job to fix people. Whoever's listening, that's what I'm going to say. It's not your job to fix people.
Yeah.
Like, someone who loves to fix people.
If he wants to cheat, he'll cheat at the grocery store. You know what I mean? Like, it's Ben Affleck, girl. You can't watch him all day.
We're now in 2010. The tabloids are in a feeding frenzy about a celebrity in sex rehab, and it doesn't involve Tiger Woods or David Duchovny. Instead, this has been mostly outpatient. The actor is B+/A- list, bigger than David. Most of the time he's in movies, but he would show up on television if you're his friend. Married because if you are single, you don't really check yourself into rehab. Oh, and he's good looking. So that's Ben allegedly having to do sex rehab.
Which rehabbed actor is taking a real gamble with his sobriety? He started drinking at parties again. Though his wife is worried, he says it's not a problem. At least not yet.
The movie actor has terrible insomnia. It's affecting all sorts of aspects of his life, both personal and professional. His performances have recently been criticized, and not many people know it's because of his lack of sleep. Most importantly, he's moved out of his wife's bedroom originally because he couldn't sleep while she was sleeping. Now the wife is feeling totally rejected and has taken the kids and moved out. This doesn't help his anxiety over sleeping.
Not everyone can take a week or two off for summer vacation. Some working folks are just doing a weekend getaway with an attractive young companion who isn't their spouse. While this dark-haired film actor is telling his wife he's working on the weekend, he will actually be accompanying this fair-haired young actress to a private resort for 3 days of sweaty exercise and dips into the infinity pool. And that, of course, is Miss Blake Lively.
Wow, don't tell Melanie Griffin about this one, or Antonio will never have an inch of freedom. This former A-list movie actor, who's now a comfortable B-plus list, has had some fidelity issues. Well, lots of fidelity issues, actually. It seems his wife does not like him cheating on her, and as part of the deal where she agrees to stay married to him, he has a tracking device he carries with him, so she knows where he is 24 hours a day. The thing that she doesn't know is that half the time, when it says he's at his production office on set, it's actually his assistant who's holding the device, and our actor is off somewhere still cheating. I could make this really easy and describe the wife and co-star our actor has been sleeping with, but there needs to be a little challenge. And of course, that's Ben, Jen Garner, and Blake Lively. Do you think Blake and Ben are, like, star-crossed lovers? You know how I joke Chris and Scarlett are soulmates?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, like, Ben and Blake, maybe in a different life?
More so fuckmates.
That's fair.
They, you know what I mean? They seem like they were destined to have a drunk, fucking nasty, raunchy
affair.
Yeah, totally. A lipstick smeary kind of affair. So this thoughtful actor has purchased lovely Christmas presents for both the women in his life. They are similar, but not identical. Gifts from a famous jeweler, and each has an engraved message with his initials. Not surprisingly, the message on the piece for his wife is sweet, and the one for his mistress is racy. Since he is spending Christmas with his wife, he gave his mistress her gift last week. When she opened it, he was horrified to discover that she had got the one intended for his wife. Oh my God. By the way, the other one is already in the wife's possession, but is still wrapped and presumably unopened. Not wanting to confess to his mistress that he screwed up, he had to call the jeweler to rush order another one for his wife and then correct the engraving. Now he just needs to get home and swap it out with the racy one without the wife noticing. Anyone want to buy a very nice piece of jewelry with a very personally engraved message?
That sounds like a Lifetime movie or something.
No. Like, what?
It's like a Christmas movie Vince Vaughn would star in.
Right. I can only imagine what the racy message said.
Oh, God. 2011. Publicist for which married actor and young starlet recently had a crisis meeting to discuss how to put on a united front to battle swirling rumors of an onset affair. I mean, everyone was saying those two were sleeping together on the town.
And at what point are they rumors?
Right.
Like, Jen, girl, she needs like a good person, like a good friend in her life to be like, babe, hang it up. You are Jennifer Garner. Like, there are other men out there for you.
Yeah.
This one is not the one. It's okay.
Yeah, but I mean, she probably doesn't want to be like the divorced woman, but I would almost rather, I mean, I can't put myself in her shoes, you know, right. But I don't know. If she was my friend, I'd be like, come live with me. I will help raise your children.
Like, I feel like I agree with what you were going to say. Like, it's all, in my opinion, it would be, I would rather be the divorcee than the woman being cheated on and showing up to on set with lemon squares and shit.
Yeah.
It's like embarrassing. It's very like degrading, you know?
Like you walk on set and everyone knows that your husband's fucking his co-star.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. Which Married with Kids Oscar winner turned heads when he popped into a spa in Hawaii known for its, quote, happy endings? The actress wife of this tall actor / writer / director / producer knows all about her hubby's special massages. She turns a blind eye to keep their marriage together.
Would you rather your husband get a rub and tug or be fucking Blake Lively?
Blake. Because I'd want to know I'd be like, you better tell me every fucking detail, you asshole.
This A-list married couple with A-plus name recognition is going through big problems right now. The reason? The husband has started drinking again, which the wife knows about, doing drugs, his wife does not know, and sleeping with random women. His wife possibly knows. There are obviously going to be a lot of cheating blinds. That's Ben and Jen. And that came out right around the time Blake Lively's nudes got leaked. Okay. And if you guys Google it, it was either like the day after, a few days after all those photos were leaked. There's a paparazzi shot of Jen and Ben walking together and he has a full black eye.
Oh yeah, I remember that. We talked about that. Yes. Holy fuck.
And that's when everyone was like, oh, so those pictures were sent to Ben.
She like threw one of her Ina Garten cookbooks at his face or something. Oh shit. This celebrity couple is pregnant, but both parties aren't happy about it. She's all about the family. She loves children and would happily have whole gaggles of children. But he is just not that into being a husband and a father and was looking for a way out of the marriage. In fact, he's already had one foot out the door. Why? Because an ex of his is going to be back on the market soon, and he is excited about giving that relationship another shot. But with another bun now in the oven, he knows that he would look like a total jerk if he left his wife within the next year. Expect the baby announcement to be made within the next 3 weeks and expect him to pretend he's happy about it. After all, his many talents do include acting. So that's, of course, Ben and Jen, but then the ex being Gwyneth. And that's very interesting. I remember reading one time that Gwyneth said that he, when I did an episode about them, she said that she was like, he has no like self-esteem or like, and like doesn't view himself as like a real actor. Like he just like is kind of like a mope. And she was like, I had to convince him that he should like do real acting and like do movies that are like challenging and stuff, because he like has no self-esteem, and he gives that vibe, right?
He seems like someone who you'd have to be like, no, you did great. You did great. You did so good.
Yes, exactly.
And I think he's a way better director than he is actor.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually.
Even like his Boston accent in The Town, I was like, you're from here.
Even in Good Will Hunting, can we be honest? It's like, how are you bad at an accent where you're from? Like, I don't get it.
I think the only movie I enjoyed him in was Gone Girl.
Yeah, he's good in Gone Girl.
Which I always joke is my favorite rom-com of all time.
Have you ever seen Chasing Amy?
Mm-mm.
He's good in those 90s, like, low-budgety kind of Kevin Smith movies and stuff. Those are good. But that's when he was still hot.
I was going to say, he was in, like, Valentine's Day, I think, or He's Just Not That Into You. One of those movies with a million people.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Jennifer Aniston's love interest. And I actually thought he was, like, sweet in that movie.
He does have his moments.
But I was like, maybe it's just because he was with the Malibu weed queen. I don't know.
Joints everywhere.
Yo. Now we're in 2012. This married A-plus list all-movie actor was at a recent event at a hotel, and as has been his habit lately, had no issue at all with cheating on his wife. I don't know if they have come to some sort of understanding, but this was the second time in as many weeks. This one is the star of her own network. They disappeared from the party to go to a room he had reserved, and an hour later, they were back as if nothing had happened. Apparently, she even had her stylist come up to the room to make sure she still looked good after. And that's Ben and Kristen Ritter. Don't trust the bee in apartment 23, Kristen Ritter, at the GQ Men of the Year Awards at the Chateau Marmont, which we all know is a rotted, rotted place.
Yeah. I feel like the energy in that hotel just makes you your worst self.
I'm glad we didn't step foot into it when we were in LA.
I know. I'd still be there. This married actor tried to reheat an affair with a former co-star. The co-star, who was a rising starlet when they worked together, had originally seduced him on set. But now she is attached to a younger, hotter star and wants nothing to do with the married actor. When she turned him down, he opted to go for backup play, a stripper that cost him a previous engagement. Wow. So, of course, married to Jennifer Garner, of course, the former co-star being Blake Lively. She, at that point, was in a relationship with Ryan Reynolds, and the previous person being Jennifer when he cheated on her with the strippers in Canada or whatever.
I do not believe for one second Blake Lively seduced Ben Affleck. I don't think she needed to seduce him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm not going to blame Blake Lively for like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's not like, yeah, she didn't have to like pull his leg or whatever.
Right. Sorry, I dropped something. Was that really loud?
No, it wasn't. I just realized that I used that phrase wrong. I meant to say twist his arm. Pull his leg? What? Anyway, go ahead.
This A-plus list actor who moonlights as a director and used to be a nice, comfortable B-lister for what seemed like forever is on a press trip for a movie. Nothing exciting about that. Even had the wife along for part of it. Now, though, she's gone, and our actor is hooking up with one of his exes just to catch up, he says. Nothing more. Then why did he send the wife home? She wanted to stay, but he said it would be all work. And it doesn't reveal which ex it was. I'm guessing Gwyneth or J-Lo.
Yeah. This A-list all-movie actor has been saying some really nice things about his wife lately, talking about her constantly, showering her with gifts, trying to be there more for her, except, of course, when he was not with her and could not help himself and spent a few hours alone with his ex while out of the country, in a hotel room. One she had booked separate from the room where she was staying in the hotel. 3 hours. They ordered room service, and that is all anyone knows for sure. The rest, I mean, why bother to get a hotel room? And the ex being Jennifer.
Reading these have me wondering if they are real now.
Yeah, I know.
I think that everything they do is staged, but...
I do also think it proves that he like likes being mommied by people. And it's like, well, now I'm done having Jennifer mommy me, and I want the other Jennifer to mommy me. I like how she used to mommy me, you know?
And I don't need to worry about forgetting her name.
Exactly. Like, he's just, yeah. I also remember Gwyneth saying that he was sleeping on her couch. Like, he had just chose to sleep on her couch instead of going home. And they weren't, like, sleeping together. They had broken up. And she was like, you can sleep here if you want. He just, like, wanted to not be alone. He just seems really sad, honestly.
That is sad.
I know.
I'm also, like, the worst. When I'm at friends' houses, I'm like, do I have to sleep on the couch?
I know. We can't spoon.
We can spoon, Troy. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, as my common-law wife, I would assume at this point.
Although you see her with the kids constantly, you don't see him with the kids more than once a month, and he rarely looks happy about it. Lately, though, he's everywhere with them, and each moment has been captured on film. Why the sudden change? It's all because of his famous ex. Given that he and his ex haven't worked together in years, and given that he's married, you would think that he'd be smart enough to stop talking about the ex. Nope. He's been flapping his gums lately about how he's keeping in touch with her. And that has really ticked off his wife. So even though he has a project to promote, he's now spending much of his time doing penance in the form of family outings, to the park, to the store, to the restaurant, to kiddie-friendly activities, plus a romantic vacation with his wife. For each of these outings, the paparazzi are notified in advance, and each outing is captured on film with him posing as the dutiful father and husband. Well, except for the fact that he looks absolutely miserable. We'd be willing to bet that as a result of all this fun and togetherness, instances of him talking about his ex will be dramatically decreased in the future, and that's Ben, Jen, and J-Lo.
Can you imagine what it feels like for them to walk into a room and see each other? Ugh. All these girls? Imagine when they're all at, like, the Oscars together. When Gwyneth, Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Garner, and him are at the Oscars together.
And Blake Lively.
And Blake. It's crazy.
Insane.
This Just About A-List All Movie Actress says that she literally threw up a couple of weeks ago at a press event after this A-List All Movie Actor touched her and put his arm around her and made it perfectly clear that they should go have sex. This was 2 minutes after he got off the phone with this B-List All Movie Actress and told her he loved her. And that's Rachel McAdams.
I believe Rachel McAdams would say no, but she also was with Michael Sheen. So,
Lord Jesus.
But I could picture her being like, don't fucking touch me.
Yeah, especially the small of my back. How dare you?
This A-plus-list all-movie actor, who is an Academy Award winner / nominee, is not allowed to use nannies while his actress wife is out of town. It's not that she thinks he will sleep with the nannies, because she has made sure to hire one he's not interested in, but is afraid that if the nannies are taking care of the kids, then our actor will be free to do what he loves most, cheat. So she has him with the kids nonstop and gives nannies paid vacations when she's gone.
And then trigger warning for this next line, there's like some domestic abusey kind of stuff, just in general. This celebrity couple, both actors, has been married for several years and has one or more kids and usually gets along pretty well. There's an exception to that, though, and it's terrifying the wife. He sometimes drinks. And when he drinks, he sometimes gets argumentative. And when he gets drunk, he sometimes gets angry. And when he gets drunk and angry, he tends to blame his wife for whatever is bothering him. It gets worse. Sometimes when he gets drunk and angry, he pulls out one of his guns. He owns more than one. It's usually not loaded. And he just waves it around and yells. But this is enough to scare his wife. When he sobers up, he always apologizes and always promises that he would never hurt her or the kids. He's actually very nice and rather mild-mannered when he's not drinking. And she believes that he would never intentionally hurt her or the kids. However, she doesn't like having guns in the house and she is tired of feeling scared. A couple of weeks ago, she gave him an ultimatum. Either the guns go or I go. And if I go, I'm taking the kids with me. Maybe today will be the day he makes the decision. Like, eek. That also feels very actory to be like, I need a gun in my hand while we argue. Even if it's not loaded, just for the theatrics of waving a gun around. The fuck?
It's still to be scary. It's still to use, like, intimidation.
Oh my God. And to think that he could make a mistake or something because he's wasted?
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Just some personality and color I thought you might enjoy. Comeback Kid only dates famous girls. When he and Golden were together, He stepped out on her twice, and she knows of, once with a stripper and the other with pigtails. But even though it's been years and she's well moved on, Golden still has a hard time hearing pigtails music. Her trainer made the mistake of playing it once when they were working out, and she demanded that it be turned off immediately and never again while she's in the studio. While Golden can't let go of her resentment, Comeback's wife, the PM, can't help it either. People assume that his other, more curvier ex, who makes her go crazy, but homemaker to homemaker, it's actually Golden who she can't stand and has been overheard disparaging, unimpressed with her skills and her ideas, rolling her eyes when her name comes up. So Comeback Kid, of course, is Ben. Golden is Gwyneth Paltrow. Pigtails, Britney Spears. And the wife is Jennifer Garner. So Gwyneth hates Britney. Jennifer hates Gwyneth. And that's that. And everyone should hate Ben.
I mean, he's nothing if not consistent. He really likes to reconnect with women that was from his past, like, a lot. And we're now in 2013. Which two celebrities carefully avoided each other during the 2013 Oscar nomination luncheon and class photo? The two men have worked together, and everyone assumes that they are friends. However, one of the men had a brief affair with the other man's significant other. The two got into a fight about it. No punches were thrown, although there was some shoving and a lot of yelling and name-calling, and have avoided each other ever since. And that is Bradley Cooper and Ben Affleck. Allegedly, Jennifer Garner slept with Bradley Cooper.
I kind of wouldn't hate Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Garner, even though there are all those rumors about, like, Bradley's contract couples. I think they would make a good couple and people would like them together.
I agree. I think she deserves a nice, kind of just nice, boring guy.
Yeah.
Like, that will sit and watch her bake.
Yeah. And not and cheat on her.
Yeah.
At least not with women. Grammy week. Some of the buzz during Grammy week centered around this former Grammy nominee who's making her way slowly back into the big time. She used to be A-list, but as noted in this space before, was just devastated by this A-list all-movie actor and has gone through some serious amounts of therapy as she continues to fight through the mental and emotional battles caused by the actor. Everyone says they expect to see her at the awards next year. So that's Britney Spears, and allegedly Ben Affleck was really bad to her. Like, really, really bad to her.
Yeah.
So I mean, I can see it. I looked it up, and trigger warning, this is a trigger warning. She thinks, like, this is just what some forum said when I Googled it. Mm-hmm. She thinks that he, like, drugged her drink before. I couldn't, obviously, it was just some random, like, discussion board from years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what this blind was like referring to.
I can't even imagine the debauchery that she was put through by men before people knew that there were like problems, or like when she was like sneaking around and like drinking and hooking up and stuff, but keeping it secret.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, what could she say? Cause then they have to like keep it a secret that she's even having sex with people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This foreign-born C-plus-list mostly movie actress split from her husband after a screen test with this A-list, used to be A-plus, mostly movie actor. She knew she wanted to be able to go for it when they started filming. Yes, he is married, but the actress says it's worth a shot. She says her marriage was crap anyway. That is Gemma Arterton and Ben Affleck when they were filming Runner Runner.
Know who else was in that movie? Your man Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
What a gross movie set.
I know, Jesus.
Despite giving this A-plus list mostly movie actor his start and some of his biggest breaks, the A-plus list actor no longer speaks to the man who gave him his start. Our A-plus list actor has moved beyond all that and thinks of himself as a serious actor and not a person who would ever resort to that kind of role any longer. And that's when Ben Affleck stopped talking to Kevin Smith.
I didn't even know that that was a thing.
Yeah, I think Kevin talked about it, and they've made up since this blind item, but they didn't talk for like years.
Huh. Back in the day, this A-plus list Academy Award winner / nominee, mostly movie actor, was probably a B-plus lister, but everyone still wanted to sleep with him. The problem is he usually had a high-profile girlfriend, but it didn't stop him from sleeping with others. He had to be careful. The most careful cheating he had ever conceived was when he was dating the A-plus list mostly movie actress, who was also an Academy Award winner / nominee. His conquest would only agree to have sex with our actor at his home, so he had to wait until his girlfriend went out of town. He then brought over this then A-plus list celebrity who was dating A-plus list celebrity and had one night of fun. Neither of them have ever spoken of it publicly, although the A-plus list actress has threatened to discuss it and others have let it slip in bits and pieces. So the A-plus actor being Ben, the A-plus girlfriend being Gwyneth, the A-plus list celebrity being Brittany, and of course the A-plus boyfriend at the time being Justin.
Hollywood has to be bigger than this, right?
It's like, are there 9 people in Hollywood, apparently? And they all just fuck over and over. It's crazy.
This weekly tabloid killed a story about an A-plus list Academy Award winning mostly movie actor cheating on his almost A-list mostly movie actress after an editor said the story wasn't sourced enough. The fact is, the editor killed the story after the actor agreed to come to a poker party at the editor's house.
Yeah, there's 2 kindness ones in a row. They're both very short. The first one says, this almost A-list mostly movie actress married to an A-plus list mostly movie actor dropped off a $250,000 check to the LA Mission on Friday. And then the next one says, this A-plus list mostly movie actor gave $1,000 each to 10 different homeless people he came across yesterday. Wow. And we know for sure that that's true about Jennifer because she's always photographed going out and giving little kits and stuff to homeless people and, you know.
Yeah. Do you think she does that? I think Jennifer is a nice person. Like, even though we talked about her cheating or whatever, I do think Jennifer Garner has a good heart.
I think she's the real deal. Like, yeah. She really is the girl that we all kind of perceive her to be, you know.
And if anyone has any bad stories about her, do not slide into our DMs.
Seriously.
Now we're in 2014. Guys, there are a lot of blind items about Ben. If you cannot tell, we're only in 2014.
Yeah.
This A-plus list, mostly movie actor, was busted again by his wife for cheating. He just can't say no when he's surrounded by women. With his wife out of town, he went for it and thought he was going to get away with it. But one of the women left behind something that was very tough to explain. And that's when Jennifer went to the Super Bowl and Ben stayed home.
It's hard to stay up. Every time he's gone up, he's always come back down. It was thought that that was only because he was young. And now with children and a devoted wife, he was supposed to be able to get it all together. So far, sure, but just barely. There were signs before Christmas, but during the holidays, he injured his back on a ski trip. That was not widely discussed and kept out of the press. Painkillers were prescribed. The big movie was pushed back. Cocktails were consumed in combination of at events. No one remembers he actually went to rehab several years ago. Still, so far, he's functioning. And things are great with his wife. She really tries to take care of him, and she's not always with him. When he's out of town, it gets messy. There's been times lately where he's been so drunk, he's the dude passed out on the couch when everyone else has gone home. Either that, or he's the dude who's all over the tall, attractive model type at the Oscar party that his wife decided to skip. Oh yeah, that happened. It keeps happening. They were talking nose to nose, and he gave her the full charm. A quote, later on, was definitely implied. While everyone around him just shrugged because it's not the first time and it's not the last time and it's the secret they're all expecting to keep. Not because he doesn't love the mother of his children, because he does. He really, really does. But between the pills and the alcohol, he's losing control of the side of himself that's been held in check for too long. And that was at the Vanity Fair party.
How dare someone hold him accountable?
I know, right?
This A-list award-winning actor / director is off the wagon again. Whenever this happens, it's always sex and booze for a few months at a time. Then he goes home and dries out. When you see paparazzi pictures of him being super dad for a few weeks. The last time he went off the rails, he hooked up with this B-list bad actress who's now married to this B-list mostly movie actor. The A-lister's wife, another B-list mostly movie actress, doesn't usually care about these periods of time when her husband goes on these benders. But when it involves this specific actress, she goes bananas because the actress isn't exactly discreet and would love nothing more than to wreck both her homes and end up with him forever. That's Ben, Jen, Blake, and Ryan. I think Blake and Ryan know what they have for like the public eye. I don't think Blake would ever leave Ryan.
I don't think so either. No. For Ben?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. Come on. She cares way too much about her image. Mm-hmm. These two celebrities were in a serious relationship a long time ago. They both married other people, had kids, and moved on with their lives. Or did they? She is now divorced, but he is still married. They've been emailing and texting back and forth a lot lately. She claims it is all very innocent, but would both prefer if his wife didn't know. If it's all so innocent, what is it that she's worried about? And that of course, that's Jennifer Lopez. Like, this is so crazy.
I know.
And you're right. I do. Maybe it was real. Like, holy fuck, this is crazy.
I don't think their paparazzi walks are real.
Right. I agree. That's one of those, again, two things can be true kind of things, right?
And I don't believe that he sent her like handwritten letters while he was on a movie set. That's just, they're not The Notebook. They're not Allie and whatever. They're not Allie and Noah.
Right. Yeah, I kind of feel like they were both just like, this is too big of an opportunity to not milk it for everything that we can if we're going to do this.
Yeah. This A-plus list mostly movie actor got into a loud argument while waiting for his car when he spotted this former B-plus list mostly television actor who was on a long-running hit network show with close ties to the A-plus lister. The A-plus lister told the B-lister to stop trying to interfere and go keep his nose out of everything. The argument had the chance to go violent at one point, and that is Ben and Victor Garber. And can I say, I think Victor Garber is so sexy, specifically as Mr. Andrews.
Okay.
And everyone's like, what about Legally Blonde? I'm like, not talking about that, Victor Garber. Okay. When he's like, I wish I could have built you a stronger ship, Rose. I die every time. Something about him in that movie.
He's an incredible actor too. He's so underrated. You never hear people like really praise him for how great he is.
And he just seems like a nice guy. And I don't know, ever since that scene when I was like six, everyone's like, Leo's so hot. I'm like, what about Victor Garber?
And I do believe all of the blinds about him being like very, you know, like a father to Jennifer and stuff, you know?
For sure.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition.
Host Shima Oliyei was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This married A-plus list mostly movie actor spent most of his Mother's Day afternoon and evening alone in a dive bar on the coast, slowly drinking himself into oblivion. He did get a ride home and had an assistant pick him up in his car yesterday morning.
The following blind. What Oscar-nominated actor who swears he's sober was seen on a 24-hour coke bender while on vacation with his guy pals?
This very famous Oscar-winning star is seriously in trouble. You probably know about one issue for which he went to rehab years ago. His publicist did a good job controlling those early reports, so you didn't know about all the rest of his habits. You also probably thought he's been clean ever since. Not even close. There were recent reports that he was once again indulging in one behavior that had been a problem for him. Actually, all of his old habits are back. The drinking, the cocaine, the gambling, the sex, all of it. The biggest problem is that he thinks that he doesn't have a problem. Indeed, his life looks good from the outside. He's still good looking, rich, famous, married, and working a lot. He thinks that he's smarter than his addiction. He believes that he has a good amount of willpower and that he can indulge in his vices in a controlled way. However, he can't. He started doing one thing and it took only 5 minutes before the floodgates opened wide and he was doing everything. He has a wife who loves him and will stand by him. She couldn't convince him to get help, though. So she called on a longtime friend of his, a famous actor, to intervene, which he did willingly and quickly. However, so far, our star is still refusing help from all parties. And she reached out to Matt Damon, I guess, to get him to go to rehab again.
This married A-plus list, mostly movie actor, was trying to keep his indiscretions quiet, especially the cheating with the co-star on his latest hit movie. It turns out, though, she bragged about the affair to her boyfriend who dumped her and is now telling people why he dumped her. This is circling back to the A-plus lister like a boomerang. And that's when he was filming Gone Girl and it's guest to be Emily Ratajkowski.
This acclaimed actor has a wife and a whole gaggle of kids. However, he definitely isn't a loyal family man. He showed up at a recent event at the last possible moment looking like he had just rolled out of bed. Because he did just roll out of bed. He was supposed to get styled and groomed for the event, but he blew off the styling crew because he was busy getting busy in the hotel with a woman who was definitely not his wife. He may have won lots of awards, but we'll bet his wife wouldn't give him any awards for fidelity.
The makeup artist that our married A-plus list, mostly movie actor is hooking up with while on set almost got fired after she was seen with her arms around the actor outside the confines of his trailer. With all the cameras around the set looking for photos, this could have been really bad for the actor right now. And that's when Ben was filming Batman vs. Superman.
See, this is where I feel like I would just be like, I'm going to go start fucking. And what can you say? Like, I'm going to go call Scott Foley and see what he's been up to and talk to one of my old flames. I'm going to fuck him all the time.
Go back to what Michael Vartan. Michael Vartan's so hot.
Right. I would be like, I obviously don't really want to leave you. I want to be with you. I'm addicted to you, whatever. But I'm going to also be fucking. So now our relationship is open and I'm not showing up on set anymore with any more snickerdoodles. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking. This married A-plus list, mostly movie actor, got away with a warning and an instruction to change drivers the other night after he was pulled over for a DUI. I guess the police officer is a fan.
How often do you think that happens to celebrities?
I literally can't even imagine.
As long as they don't act like Reese Witherspoon. Right. I'm on American soil.
Excuse me, officer.
You know who I am. Now this blind, it's gross. I'm going to say it's a trigger warning because it's just like a disgusting blind item. This actor likes to cheat on his wife, but he needs to make sure that the women maintain discretion. So he has an insurance policy. Before he sleeps with them, he tells each woman that they must allow him to take a photo of them naked, smiling, and squatting with their knees open. He isn't turned on by this pose, but he does think that this particular set of characteristics is most likely to give him what he wants, an insurance policy against fake assault claims, as well as a guarantee of silence, as they would never want such a revealing and unflattering photo released. Disgusting. Like, the line, insurance policy against fake assault claims, makes me want to throw up.
I know. That's a crazy thing to even type. And can you imagine a man being like, hey, I need an insurance policy on you if I'm going to fuck you. So can you squat and spread your legs open so that I can have this on my phone? What?
And if you tell anyone, I'm going to show the world.
I'll just show people. I'll show millions of people. And we're now in 2015. Our favorite A-plus list, mostly movie actor, was slumped over drunk and passed out at a gambling table this week. He had a bottle a bottle blonde sitting next to him who looked to be barely old enough to even be there.
I mean, checks out. This A-plus list mostly movie actor spent Easter morning with his family, but spent the rest of the day boozing and playing poker at a local casino. He tipped one cocktail waitress $1,000, and 20 minutes later, her shift ended and he walked out of the door with her.
He is such a type. It reminds me of Tiger's type.
Oh, yeah.
Like bartenders and servers and, like, you know, everyday girls.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when he turned up in a small out-of-the-way Hollywood town not too long ago for no apparent reason? He was trying to go undercover because it turns out he was there with a woman, a very attractive woman, who is not his wife. They were seen holding hands at the hotel, but can you ever really hide? No, not even out of the country, not even by the sea. He ended up getting busted by fans and the local media got a hold of it. And the thing is, he told his wife that he was somewhere else. He and his companion have been having an affair for some time. Again, of course, it's not the first time. He thought it wouldn't get back to her that time in Oklahoma, and that didn't work out for him either. His wife forgave him then, and she always does, patiently supporting him as he works through his issues and compulsions, but he can't help himself. When things are going well, he will always find a way to fuck himself up. And now, finally, she may have had enough. Has she had enough yet? It isn't instant forgiveness. Then again, he's not exactly working hard to put it back together either. The temptations are too hard to resist. Last time he set his reputation on fire, though, it was easier to forgive, and she helped him rehabilitate his image. Could he come back from betraying the perfect wife, walking out on a perfect home, and breaking up the perfect family?
And he did come back from that. Because he got with J-Lo, and everyone was just like, oh my God.
It's crazy though that he's so intent on like keeping up this like family man thing when even when he was like a quote family man, we still saw him as like Ben Affleck pretending to be a family man. Like he never pulled it off.
I think the only time he did is the year he won, I believe for Argo, he won an Oscar.
Right.
And he kept having his like handwritten notes from his daughters on his hands.
Yeah. I forgot about that. That was a great year for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it all fell apart.
Yeah.
This actor-director is A-list, but his wife is B-list, maybe C-list now. You likely won't hear an announcement for a while, but they've broken up and they're heading for divorce. She couldn't take any more of his cheating, drinking, and gambling. And what year is this 20? What year are we in now? And we're in 2015, so I mean, that didn't happen for still 3 to 4 years.
How do you hide your affair with an A-plus list mostly movie actor? Well, if you're this A-list diva, you say that you're kind of single, but still profess love to an on-again, off-again ex. You act confused about whether you should get back together with your on-again, off-again ex, and no one even suspects what is really going on. And that was when Jennifer was dating Casper Smart.
And didn't allegedly. They say Casper cheated on J-Lo?
Casper was allegedly a very open, out and proud homosexual.
Oh.
Very known in the community as like dated lots of men. Like was out. And then, you know, I don't know what him and J-Lo's plan was. I don't know what that was supposed to be.
She was with a young man. That's like a desirable thing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's an A-list couple that have been in our blinds before. Right now, divorce rumors are bigger and more prominent than ever. As we've previously stated on the site, neither in this marriage are innocent. They've both cheated, but are also very sensitive to the bad press because they've been in the bad spotlight before. Someone in their camp out of nowhere stirred the hornet's nest and reported that they're headed for divorce. Neither party knew who it was, so they both reacted thinking it was the other's team. The reality is that they haven't really lived as a family in quite some time. Both of them decided they like the status quo. He rarely sees the kids and his wife, and she does her own thing. It was quite an agreement between them. Once the report of divorce hit, they both lawyered up and the threats began being hurled at each other. Things came out that both parties knew about the other, and things got real nasty. In the midst of this, both public relation teams scheduled a, quote, family outing to combat the rumors until things were sorted out. The day we see photographed of the entire family, one had just learned that the other knew about their explosive affair, and the other had learned days before that the other one had hooked up with the one person that was outlawed. They barely speak now, and their truce has been broken beyond repair. To this day, no one knows who reported what they did to the tabloids, which makes things worse. No one trusts anyone, not even people on their own team. So the couple is, of course, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck, and the outlawed person is J-Lo.
This A-list mostly movie actor would not cooperate with knee pads, so they are taking the wife's side now and everything on everything because her people are cooperating. Not that it would be hard to.
No. The private jet was not just for the four-legged passenger. It also allowed this A-plus list mostly movie actor to make a detour to New York for exactly 4 hours and 42 minutes. He hooked up with his ex, Ben and J-Lo.
This man is consistent. Like, he really is like a serial cheater, but with the same people. It's crazy. This divorcing actor told his wife that he's not paying for the other woman's expenses. Liar. He is picking up the tab, and it's not just his credit card. A member of his team puts it on their credit card. The sneaky actor then reimburses them and proclaims his innocence. And this is when he was sleeping with his former nanny, Christine Azonian.
And we'll get into the picture, but that's when she was... It happened like a few months, I guess, after this, because there's a blind about it. She's the one who was on Tom Brady's jet.
Oh, okay.
With the Super Bowl rings.
With the rings.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Surprised her name didn't like ring a bell.
If you think that this actor is genuinely making an effort to be a good father, think again. He's pissing and moaning about spending time together and is doing the bare minimum to keep from looking like the bad guy. One family friend summed up the situation this way. He can't even pretend to enjoy time with the kids. He has to be dragged out for any activity that involves them. Every single request gets a heavy sigh from him, then eye rolling, then whining. Do I have to? He's a bigger baby than any of the kids. If she left it up to him to decide on the activities, the kids would just sit in front of the television all day with him on the phone or the computer. This isn't a new thing. He's always been that way. He doesn't hate his kids. He just hates putting any effort into being a father. His wife really hoped he might want to be more involved once he had a son, but it really hasn't made any difference.
God. It's like, at what point do you just kind of like give in to who you are, right? It's like, maybe I just am this guy and it just is what it is.
Right.
Like, stop running. What former A-list actress turned C-list punchline is telling anyone who will believe her that she slept with this A-list actor, an Oscar winner nominee? I wonder if they shared drugs as well. Of course, that is Miss Lindsay Lohan and Ben Affleck. She always makes her way into our blinds.
I'd be afraid to hang out with those two.
I literally, that would be like the scariest, like, third wheel to be a part of.
This foreign-born, A-list, mostly movie actress, who has had quite the career comeback over the past 2 years, is up to her old tricks. She's on a film set and doing the dirty deed with this still-married, A-plus list, mostly movie actor. Ben Affleck and good old Sienna Miller.
A blind item princess, for sure.
Yeah. She has, I feel like she's a blind item celebrity.
Me too.
But also, all of her shit's pretty public, too.
Right. And we're now in 2016. Hey, at least on the vacation, both wives can talk about the woman that both of their husbands had sex with. I'm just wondering if she had sex with both of the husbands as part of a threesome or just over the course of a weekend. So the first couple being Jennifer Garner and Ben, the second couple being Tom Brady and Giselle, and the woman they both had sex with being Christine Azonian, the nanny.
And that is when she took a weekend trip to Vegas with the boys. And that's when she posted like the picture on the private jet with the 6 Super Bowl rings. Everyone was like, what the fuck is happening?
If you're going to thought it up, you better have fun doing it. She looked like she had fun at least.
It was a great pop culture photo.
It was. She was so proud in the photo too. That's why it's so funny.
I hate to say it, but she knew exactly what she was doing with that photo.
Oh, totally. Smart girl.
So apparently this A-plus list, mostly movie actor, who's an A-list director too, was supposed to meet up with his wife and kids early in the morning on Sunday. He showed up, but smelling of booze and cigarettes, and also had lipstick on his neck. So he was forced to go clean up and try again in the afternoon. That's so sad for, like, the kids.
I know. I've been thinking the whole time, like, these kids must just be like, our dad's a piece of shit. This A-list mostly movie actor keeps telling those that are close to him that he's sober, but he showed up to a flight hungover and proceeded to drink the entire flight until he had to be cut off.
And this is the final blind of 2016. This A-plus list mostly movie actor had a sex worker in his room while on a trip with his wife. Sounds a lot like Charlie Sheen, minus the barricaded hooker in that it was an ex-wife. Oh, or Sean Penn, minus the drugs. And that was allegedly during a birthday trip to Montana with Ben and Jen.
And we are now in 2017. If you don't look good, we don't look good. Apparently that infamous mantra rings true for this A-list actor who insists on an insanely expensive hair team in every movie contract in the land of Hollywood. Nobody knows why he insists on the secret of Glam Squad. Speculation ranges from protecting a hair transplant to hiding a receding hairline to keeping a beautiful mistress on the team. Either way, the entire team has an NDA for the star.
I want to know what it is. It has to be like hair stuff, right?
I think so. It's probably like something so dumb and vain that J-Lo bullied him about.
Apparently, this former nanny turned 15-minuter when an affair was exposed is still seeing the A-plus lister from that public bust. He's even paying her rent and for all those high-priced fitness classes she's taking every day. Christine and Ben.
Apparently this A-plus list mostly movie actor slash director has been finding something really hysterical. Almost every woman he has hooked up with slash had an affair with is also being linked to the A-plus list mostly movie actor who keeps denying this all. And that is, I'm just fully confused about this blind. Ben Affleck slash Brad Pitt and Sienna Miller?
So a lot of people that have been linked to Ben have also been linked to Brad.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, at an Emmy after party, this A-list mostly movie actor slash part-time director was brought to a party by his girlfriend to meet some of her coworkers. None of them had anything nice to say about him. They said he was a dick and that he was angry and that he treated them all like crap. And that's when he was dating Lindsay Shookus, who was a writer on SNL, either a writer or producer.
Okay.
And I feel like the media was really mean to Lindsay. She was kind of his first girlfriend after Jen, but they would like call her like ugly and stuff. And she's not. It was just like the media was just mean to her.
Right. Because it was like, you're going up against Jennifer Garner.
And people loved Ben and Jen.
Mm-hmm. And they love her so much.
Yeah.
Jennifer. The two most butt-kissing tabloid sites slash mags out there are actually in war. KneePads took a stand on a couple, and the KneePads of websites took a different stand. It is a war of competing publicists being played out in the public. So it says Ben Affleck, Just Jared, the online version of KneePads, and KneePads being People magazine.
So Just Jared was on Ben's side, and Jennifer had People. Because the Lindsay Shookus affair definitely happened.
I didn't know that NT considered Just Jared the knee pads of the internet. I think that's the first time I ever read that.
I feel like it fits, though.
Yeah, it makes sense.
He also, Just Jared has the best paparazzi photos, too. I mean, they're all, like, staged, but.
They're great, though.
If you ever want to see Chase Crawford, he's definitely on JustJared.com.
Right.
After getting hammered in the press, these two A-list, mostly movie actors came up with a statement they've been sharing when asked about Harvey. At least one of them better hope some videos of him at a party with Harvey doesn't come out or his story will go to crap. I think this is why his best friend, who has swung and missed at several statements, has been so on edge as of late. And that's Matt Damon and Ben Affleck with their friendship to Harvey. And I know that all of Hollywood was friendly with Harvey pretty much, but mm-hmm. it seems like Ben and Matt were like almost like right-hand men to Harvey.
Yeah, the way that they've been able to kind of skate around that is insane to me.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like they both knew it was just on the tip of everybody's tongue to be like, what the fuck did you have to do with all of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And their responses, you could tell that they talked about it and they were like, we'll just say this, because it was so like stuttery. And Matt Damon is such a fucking idiot anyway, you know, with like mm-hmm. public statements and quotes and stuff. Like, they made themselves look really guilty with that, in my opinion.
And again, it's one of those things where nothing sticks to Ben.
Mm-hmm. This A-plus list mostly movie actor is driving producers crazy with his wishy-washiness about continuing to play a superhero in various movies. I'm sure they would love to replace him because no one likes him as the character, but it would cost them a bunch of money and they would have to quickly find a replacement. And that was Ben as Batman.
Do you think Ben was pissed that he got replaced by Robert Pattinson?
I mean, it had to hurt. Because that's a huge honor to be Batman, right?
Right.
I mean, like, that would have been so major for him.
Yeah, and everyone hated Ben as Batman. Like, he did the one movie or two movies, everyone was like, no, thank you.
Yeah. Like, no, yeah, he hit the one, and everybody's like, how the fuck did you get chosen for this?
Now we're in 2018. This A-plus list, mostly movie actor, who is also a director, promised to do something with a bunch of his residuals. So far, though, he hasn't, and no one called him out for it. And that's when Ben Affleck said he would donate the Miramax/Harvey residuals to charity.
This A-list mostly movie actress has been seeing another guy for a year. Yes, I know she's technically still married, but she's been done and gone, despite what her actor husband does to try and keep it together. Of course, that's Jennifer Garner.
The public girlfriend of this A-plus list mostly movie actor doesn't understand why the actor wants to live a block away from his ex. She doesn't want to be that close. Their relationship is hanging on by a thread. I think she also knows about the private girlfriend, or at least a hunch. And that's Ben wanting to live closer to Jennifer Garner while he was dating Lindsay Shookus. I just like saying her last name.
I know. This A-plus list mostly movie actor has been spending more and more time with his not public girlfriend. She traveled with him recently to a family vacation, even though they only got to spend one evening together. She also was with him on set while he worked. I love the tabloid stories that have him deciding between his ex and his public girlfriend when the third option is the one he seems to want the most. And of course, that's that's Ben/Lindsay. And then, you know, he's still fucking Christine.
And this is a follow-up blind to that. So yes, this A-list mostly movie actor did spend some of the day with his ex and his kids on Father's Day. However, he didn't spend all day with them, as he told his girlfriend. He did find about 2 hours to hook up with his now getting on to a couple years mistress. I mean, she calls him daddy too, so the whole Father's Day thing kind of worked. And of course, that's Ben still dating Lindsay, but in love with Christine. That daddy line's kind of funny.
I know. I was like, still kind of giggling about it. That sobriety thing is out the window right now for this permanent A-list mostly movie actor who was an Academy Award winner. He called his now former public girlfriend more of a sober coach than girlfriend. He's back to the booze now in a big way. And it says Ben Affleck. And then 6 hours after this blind, the news broke that he headed back to rehab.
Do you think that's when Jennifer Garner like picked him up? And Lindsay was there and she drove him through like In-N-Out. You remember that?
I'll never forget.
And she actually thanked the paparazzi because he was ordering alcohol to his house and a paparazzi caught an alcohol delivery.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I don't know if she showed up that day or later that or a few days later, but that's how she found out he was back to drinking, she said.
That picture of him handing him his like little Happy Meal. He and him looking so defeated. Like, I can't believe that photo was like caught.
Do you think Jennifer called the paparazzi?
I could totally see it. being like, you want to go to the fucking drive-thru before I drive you to rehab, motherfucker?
Let's with your new girlfriend in the passenger seat?
Yeah. For sure. She said, I can play your favorite Jennifer Lopez's games. I could do it for just one day.
It looks like this A-list mostly movie actress has stepped up her game even more. Her team is leaking some pretty bad stories about the girlfriend of our actress's ex. And then our actress will come in and save the day again. And apparently Jennifer was leaking stories about Ben's, at the time, ex-girlfriend, Playboy model, Shauna Sexton.
We're now entering 2019. After being dumped by the Playmate because all he wanted to do was sit inside and chain smoke while watching movies, the A-list mostly movie actor somehow convinced the television ex to take another chance on him. She does know she will get cheated on again, right? And that's Ben, Shauna, and Lindsay. Like, his little buffet of women is, like, so ridiculous.
You would think he would add someone new into the rotation.
Right. I know.
So this is a trigger warning for sexual assault. Of course, this permanent A-list mostly movie actor sticks up for someone accused of sexual assault. It isn't the first time. I mean, just look at the family member or even the mirror. And that is Ben Affleck sticking up for Noah Levine, the founder of Refuge Recovery. And of course, him sticking up for Casey Affleck. Ben Affleck staunchly defends founder of Addiction Recovery Center accused of sexual misconduct. Quote, I don't know what I would have done without him. And of course, Casey Affleck has had a lot of harassment charges against him. And Ben has always stuck by his brother's side.
And this next line also has the same trigger warning. It's sexual assault stuff. It says, apparently this sexual assaulting permanent A-list mostly movie actor who was an Oscar winner / nominee wanted to make a movie where he had licensed to pretend to rape a woman, you know, because that would be great for his image. And it says, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck draw social media side eye for upcoming rape revenge themed film, The Last Duel.
And this came out right after Hillary Burton talked about her experience with Ben Affleck on TRL. Mm-hmm. And he like reached over and touched her breast on television.
Yeah.
And she was like, I was only 19. I'm not going to like swat Ben Affleck. Like,
right.
Because he came out with an apology and he's like, I didn't even realize I did it or whatever, which isn't an apology.
Just makes you wonder, like, he did that on TV. Imagine what he would have been like talking to her if they weren't being filmed.
And again, never stuck to Ben.
Yeah.
I've been telling you for months that this A-list mostly movie actor / director has been regularly falling off the wagon. Glad to see the other gossip outlets are finally catching on. And it's when he was spotted drunk at Hollywood parties and TMZ and stuff were picking that up.
This A-list mostly movie actor and his B-list actress X made sure a pap was around to capture their meeting because they both know it will make the tabloids and give them some publicity.
This A-plus list mostly movie actor says he knew he had to stop drinking when he hooked up with a porn star who then tried to take his money when he was asleep.
Yes, it is supposed to be family time, but this A-list mostly movie actor has to do things jointly now because his ex doesn't trust him to show up for things not drunk. So if he wants to see the kids, he has to do it in a group setting.
I give her credit for those boundaries. Boundaries are tough, but you got to set them.
Totally. And this was after those pictures that went kind of viral of her like wagging her finger in his face on the street. Like, you know, he was getting a stern talking to. She's like wearing her little Eddie Bauer cardigan.
I forgot about those pictures.
Yeah.
We have finally made it to 2020. We're almost to the end, guys. Thank you for holding on to the roller coaster that is Ben Affleck. This permanent A-list mostly movie actor who also directs has been spending tens of thousands of dollars on escorts the past few months. And that's also when it came out that he was on Raya. And I'll never forget the video. And he's like, why'd you unmatch me? It's me, Ben.
Oh, God. I know that was so... And I love in this blind reveal, it says that Patty Stanger was the one who had outed him, which I think that that's hysterical. because Patty claimed that she had seen him on the apps. Lord Jesus.
Who's Patty Stanger?
She's the millionaire matchmaker.
Oh, okay. So the following blind, this permanent A-list mostly movie actor who sometimes directs hooked up with this former actress turned escort about 18 months ago. And that is Ben Affleck and good old Lindsay Lohan. And apparently Lindsay wanted Ben Affleck to help her get the Batgirl role.
Oh, Lindsay. Speaking of A-list actors who direct, one of them is filming a movie right now and multiple female extras have already complained about getting hit on by him. He spends all day when not filming trying to get women to go to his trailer. And that is him filming The Last Duel in France.
This three-named actress who's going to get a sequel to a surprise hit from this past year is not only getting seriously thirsty with her daily pap photo shoots of either herself or with her horribly tattooed boyfriend, she's also decided no one can say anything negative about her or her thirst or they get blocked. Fame has gone to her head super fast. And that is when him and Anna were dating. And there's this really funny Twitter and it's an Anna de Armas fan site Twitter. Mm-hmm. And they kept posting these paparazzi walks and like kind of like funny captions making fun of her, but playfully, not mean. Right. She ended up blocking them. And then like, obviously she's still blocked. And then the Knives Out official Twitter blocked her. And it was just like, she still is the, I still follow her. Like she still posts every day and she's like, Anna's getting her stroll in. It's really funny.
That's funny that the fucking movie blocked her. Jesus.
It became a whole thing. And it's she started like top. Tweeting Netflix. She's like, Netflix, tell Knives Out to unblock me.
That is amazing. I would feel honored, honestly.
Yeah.
The three named A-minus list mostly movie actress who had the good 2019 likes people to think that she is living with the A-list alcoholic, but she has her own place and makes him come over for the pap shots. And that's Anna.
She is a great actress.
She's amazing. Yeah.
I like her a lot. Speaking of cheating, this A-list mostly movie actor who sometimes directs has been talking to that naked celebrity he was seeing a while back. And he's back talking to Shauna Sexton, apparently.
This is how you fucking know that this man likes to be mothered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he could sleep with anybody, but he like emotionally cheats.
And then he cheats on the people he cheated with and it's all confusing.
I know, it's so weird. This foreign-born A-list mostly movie actress, Anna, is already making plans to move on from this alcoholic A-lister and get one of the A-plus listers, Ryan Gosling or Chris Evans, that she is going to film The Gray Man with to be a replacement.
And I think when we did the Chris Evans episode, it said that those two ended up hooking up on this set, allegedly.
Okay.
Now we're in 2021. You do know the photos of the A-list mostly movie actor who sometimes directs and his horrible decision-making skills when it comes to tattoos arranges for those viral photos to be taken. He knows they're a hit. Plus, he gets a bunch of money each time from the fast food chain. And that's Ben with Dunkin' Donuts.
I remember when those pictures were happening and I was like, he's so fucking clearly doing this on purpose.
And one time he walked out and put his middle fingers in the air. I'm like, dude, you can't do that when you're the one like asking them to be there.
Like, and it was so weird that he made that a thing to do every day. Juggle all those coffees.
Listen, I'm from Massachusetts and I love Dunkin' Donuts, but I could not have that every day.
It was so weird. This A-list actress has given up on her actor ex. He is drinking again and has to come to her place to see the kids. Not that he has done so lately.
This foreign-born former A-list syndicated actress who doesn't do much any longer once recorded herself having sex with this A-plus list mostly movie actor who also directs. The actor wouldn't let her leak/sell it. I do wonder if she still has a copy of it. That is Ben and Pam Anderson.
Wow. Pam likes polka players. She does. According to the staff who served them, this rebooted couple had once a session of PDA. It coincided with the same... At the same time, a person filmed them. A person, by the way, who had their meal included on the bill of the couple. And that's J-Lo and Ben.
The following blind. How solid is your relationship when the paparazzi you hired to be there 24/7 to take photos of your love had to be only into women so your boyfriend wouldn't hit on her? And they brought their own paparazzi to their Italian getaway when Ben was just like chain smoking cigarettes, looking miserable.
Oh my God. This A-list everything in her mind probably cried tears of joy yesterday when she saw the setup job the A-list actor slash director did to have the Paps, quote, catch him looking at rings. She has taught him well with a little COVID assist from the three named thirst quenching actress. That's amazing. But it's true. Jennifer did kind of like train him, right? Mm-hmm.
This foreign born actress, Lilimar Hernandez, 21 years old, is barely legal drinking age. She got her start on Bella and the Bulldogs on Nickelodeon. She has over 1 million followers on social media. She's hooking up with the A-plus list mostly movie actor with a bad back tattoo. And of course, that's Ben.
This A-list everything in her mind will be on the arm of this A-list mostly movie actor slash sometimes director in whatever capacity the award organization is passing out awards. She made it perfectly clear this morning. She will be going. And that is Jen and Ben attending the Golden Globes.
The A-list mostly movie actor slash sometimes director must have forgotten about the time when he wasn't married and passed out drunk on top of a former playmate and had to be carried to an Uber by two bouncers. Oh, or the time when he wasn't married and passed out drunk at a card table. You can't forget that time when he wasn't married and had sex and then passed out on top of the woman he just had sex with, who was handcuffed to the bed and couldn't move until our actor woke up several hours later. And that is when Ben Affleck hit back at accusations that he was, quote, blamed, that he blamed Jennifer Garner for his alcoholism, and said that he always is made out to be a bad guy. And that was after the Howard Stern interview that came out when he was like, I was an alcoholic because I was married or whatever he said. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the episode. It was definitely taken out of context. But yeah. Also, Ben, you're not a great guy.
Right. Like he should have gone on that show and been like, I am grateful to her in ways I'll never be able to fucking put into words. She has publicly stood by me through making her look like a complete imbecile all the time. Like, he should have been so, that would have been his moment to like, be like, hey, guess what? I'm not a complete piece of shit.
Right. I still really, really respect the mother of my children.
Exactly. Of course, the A-list actor, sometimes movie director, pushed his way onto the airwaves to try and do some damage control. No one believes him or likes him. And to top things off, he showed up to the show wasted. Not a good look. And that's when he did Jimmy Kimmel.
Did you see clips of him on that, like dispelling like the Howard Stern interview?
Yeah.
He looked so fucked up and skinny.
I know.
Because he's a big guy.
Yeah.
And he like, and people were like, maybe he has veneers. I'm like, homeboy's wasted.
Right. Yeah, he looked emaciated for sure.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, he clearly got new teeth. He's learning how to speak with his new teeth. I'm like, he did a lot of fucking talking on Howard Stern.
Right. He didn't get the teeth this morning.
No. This is the final blind of 2021. Our favorite foreign-born singer slash bad actress slash frequent yachter hooked up earlier this week with the A-list alcoholic actor who's supposedly in love and in a relationship. And that is our girl, our true North Star of this whole podcast, Rita Ora.
Oh, my God.
And just so everyone knows, we will never do a Rita episode, never a full one.
Uh-uh. She's an enigma wrapped in a riddle, and we got to keep her that way.
We're gatekeeping Rita.
Okay, this is the final blind. It says this A-list mostly movie actor slash sometimes director just started shooting a documentary starring himself so he can show the world how wonderful and amazing and perfect he is as a human being. That makes sense that he would be like, I should probably do some kind of documentary or something.
Yeah.
About being nice.
I mean, what do you think, Troy?
this is one of those episodes that feels exactly as we expected. Like, I'm not coming away from this feeling like blown away by anything that I learned. But I guess I've never looked at Ben. I've never really like broken down like the psychology of his cheating the way that I was doing it in my mind this time. And I do find it interesting that he only really like repetitively sleeps with like the same cluster of women.
Yeah.
Like that's very interesting. And like, I don't feel like we've ever covered a celebrity like that.
I would agree. I mean, that first blind we read, it's because he's bad in bed and no one wants to sleep with him.
Yeah, but he has to be, for somebody like J-Lo to keep coming back when she's like such an opportunistic person, he must be putting something down in that room.
Well, I mean, look at Bennifer. They were like the first couple with a name, and nostalgia is so fucking hot right now. Of course she sees that opportunity.
But then why does Gwyneth fuck him?
I don't know, Gwyneth.
I don't get it. I'm like, he has to be doing something. Maybe it's just the like illusion and the magnetism of like a fucked up guy like that. That you know you're gonna have like drunk, sweaty, sort of not great but still fun sex with.
And it's someone you can fix, or is someone you think you can fix.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I know at the beginning I said he's not. When we use the term rotted, as everybody knows, if I'm going to call Ben Affleck rotted, it's not the same level of rot as Dan Schneider. And I feel like we've had to say that a few times. Mm-hmm. I still think he's very rotted. I think he has a lot of demons that he needs to like deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But it bothers me so much how nobody ever calls him out on his bullshit. Nobody holds him accountable. Like,
yeah,
he just kind of gets to do whatever.
Yeah, it makes you realize that if you're a celebrity and you put all your shit out there, you have a much easier time kind of like getting through bad stuff, rather than if you try and lie about who you are and then randomly some like horrible thing comes out about you and you have to like recover. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you hear that he does something bad or that he cheats or that he relapsed or whatever, it's literally just another day.
Yeah. And again, like when him and J-Lo got back together, I was like, do you remember he cheated on her a lot?
Right. And nobody, yeah, it's crazy. It's nobody, nothing ever sticks to him. You're so right. Like, so far in his career, not one thing has been big enough to be a real, like, thing that he can't come back from.
And like, he inappropriately touched someone on TV and everyone was just like, ugh. Well, it's just Ben.
Yeah. And has very, very intense Weinstein connections.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that this man, with all the debauchery in his life, he wasn't observing Harvey.
Yeah.
He was friends with him. They were doing shit together.
They were best buds.
Yeah. It's just weird. And it's weird that he was friends with her. Or with him, and he knows what Gwyneth said about Harvey publicly. The whole thing is just weird.
I know. I still think Ben's rotted. He's still one of my least favorite male celebrities out there. Yeah. I think I can like sympathize a bit with his addiction stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, I will never fuck with Ben Affleck.
Yeah, same. I'll never be able to like view him. I also feel like I can't watch Ben Affleck movies and get like lost in it. I'm always just staring at Ben Affleck act.
The only one. I mean, I like The Town, but it's not like a good movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the only one I would say would be Gone Girl. But it's more because like Rosamund Pike is fucking insane actress.
Exactly. She is that movie.
Yeah.
You know?
He just had to play like a dumb husband.
Right, which, you know, not a stretch.
Well, yeah, so I'm gonna say Ben Affleck's rotted.
Agreed, definitely rotted, belongs in the Rotted Hall of Fame for sure. And yeah, I'm glad that we did it though. I'm glad that we were able to do a real, you know, full Ben episode
for sure. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure to rate, subscribe, all that fun stuff. We have a Patreon where you'll get an extra episode a week. And Troy, what do you have to tell the people?
That we love and adore you. And if you were in front of us, we'd squeeze your cheeks right now. And that we just appreciate you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.